Did you hear that?
Am I Lamed Vav?
He just.
Lamed Vav? Not
but
anymore.
I thought, one second, Rib Jude, I'm confused. Chaim Goldman just said that you're one of the Lamed Vav Knicks, but I thought that our tradition tells us that we don't know who the Lamed Vav Knicks are.
Someone once asked Rabbi Arya Levine, yeah, the great tzaddik of Yerushalayim, sure, if he's one of the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim, and yeah, he says, sometimes. And so are you. So are you. So
I sometimes sneak into the top 36.
Every one of us.
We all
every one of us is a little bit of Lamed Vav Tzaddik.
Thank you so much.
I know, but I'm talking about us here, Miriam L. Wallach. I'm saying so there's four specific people who are standing here, as well as Shira Strauss and Bacha Bosa.
I know, but I am a fraction of. I know what Lamed Vav looked like. And you only know it when you see it, then you experience it. Now, I experienced it here in Hask. I experienced it with you.
He's piling it on.
Oh my gosh. I don't mean to pile it on. He knows it's from the heart. I mean it.
And we know it's from the heart.
It's so true. I meet kids from all over the place in all my stores. And you mentioned the name Reb Judah. And, man, he has touched their hearts.
Okay.
Thank you, Chaim. Okay. I just don't want to embarrass him further, but thank you. I can't do that to Reb Judah. As simple as that.
August 6th.
With you, baby.
Now, what is that a Hask thing that he's saying August 6th, or is that a personal matter?
That's a Second Amendment issue that he and I are taking care of together.
No, I just want to make
Second Amendment issue.
I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure it's nothing that we as an audience need to know about, because I was told this coming Thursday, a big day at Hask.
Oh, that's the truth. That's true.
Seriously.
You heard that story?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Wednesday, every day is a big day.
Right, that I get. But
Wednesday is Thank You Hashem Day.
That's great. Right. So Hashem is Wednesday, and then the government officials are Thursday.
Thank You Hashem Takeover. And then Thursday, we're having our first, should I say annual?
Why not?
The first ever
legislative brunch.
Legislative caucusing roundtable working brunch with congressmen and senators and state officials, elected officials who are coming here to help move the mission forward.
Yeah. Well, you've had good luck, and obviously it's all from the one above, with government officials recognizing the importance of supporting Hask.
Lev Malachim.
But they've got to do more.
Everybody has to do more.
Right.
But we live in a very, that's funny to say we. The United States is a very benevolent government. It's a Ummah Shel Chesed. Like Ramosha said, it's a nation that is founded on principles of generosity and kindness and goodness and democracy and all sorts of good stuff, and they're wonderful, and we're very lucky to be here, hosted by the United States of America at this stage in our redemptive process,
and that means also the New York State.
Yeah,
City of Parksville.
Yes. Now the truth is, it's really Sullivan County. Meaning,
right,
we have a portion of our campers are from New York State, and New York State, there are reimbursements and there is aid for people. But anybody who's from another state, we have kids this summer from 17 states in the union, and 6 countries besides America,
Europe, and Israel.
And there is 0.0, it's all tzedakah and chesed and the benevolence of our partners and community. So we have a plan to try to create an opportunity to give back a little bit to Sullivan County also, and to create facility that would be to the benefit of the local population during the year.
Well, I have to imagine also, that just some of the jobs.
Besides the jobs, that's great. That's great, but I'm talking like real therapeutic services for people in the community with developmental disabilities and with autism and with physical handicaps, to create part of our campus that will be able to serve the community, to be able to have a real giving circle, to have a mutually beneficial situation where we'll be able to provide
whoever thought of this.
Because Sullivan County right now is the second to last in the New York State in terms of the services that are provided for people with special needs. And our job as Klal Yisrael is not just to provide for Klal Yisrael, but our job is to be a light into the nations and to be a lighthouse and to be a beacon.
Whoever thought of this,
that's our goal.
Whoever thought of this, ingenious.
Well,
absolutely ingenious.
And it's true, and it's real. And the Jewish nation, our job and our purpose in the world is to serve. And
absolutely ingenious.
It's to build the world and to serve the world, that's for sure.
Absolutely incredible. That is an absolutely genius
to bring the Camp Hask experience outside of Parksville, to open our gates and let the lessons learned and the achrayus, the responsibility, carry over for our staff and our families and for anybody.
2 minutes to go. We had an amazing conversation earlier with the people that are responsible for the Pillar Society, you may recall. Go ahead.
No, there's a lot happening.
Go ahead. Your mic's off. Go ahead. Say whatever you want. Go right ahead. Okay, let me know when I can raise his microphone. All right.
I just need someone to greet them, that's all.
Oh, okay. Just need someone.
Okay.
So
sorry, no, we had an earlier, what's saying? We have 2 minutes left. We had an earlier conversation with the backbone of the Pillars Society.
Oh, yes.
Two gentlemen working very hard to do this. A lot of people coming here today that are just shepping nachas from their investment in being such supporters of HASC. A lot of people in this audience who have become members. A lot of people in this audience who are hearing about it this morning and thinking about it. Just one last pitch that I will give to everybody out there. It is an amazing way to, on a regular basis, support the work that you've been describing to us for the last 3 hours. So everybody should go to pillars.camphasc.org, pillars.camphasc.org. And a big thank you, Reb Judah, to those who've already come through for you.
Thank you so much. The return on investment, the ROI on being a part of what's happening here at Camp HASC, is well beyond the therapeutic and medical and social, spiritual and physical needs of our campers and their families. It also affects a generation of staff. There are over 600 staff members here, many of whom are between the ages of 16 and 21, who are at an impressionable age, who are dedicating themselves real service to Klal Yisrael. Investing in us is investing in them. It's investing in the ecosystem called the Jewish community. And we are primed and ready to grow, to serve, to give, to build, and Emir Tzashem, Ad Bias Goel, to do our very, very best to activate Ahavas Yisrael and bring the Mashiach closer.
Is your photographer around? Where is the official photographer? Someone grab a phone. Someone grab a phone and take a picture. Here we go. The official presentation to Reb Judah Michel of a pair, that's right, a set of Nachum Segal Network mugs to enjoy both here at Camp HASC and at his home in the Holy Land.
Because we need a lot of coffee. Thank you
so much, Reb Judah. Achenu b'Yisrael, Achim Achem, our brothers and sisters in Israel, we are with you. It's your favorite America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio around the world, the web at NachumSegal.com, on the Nachum Segal Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app.